I am so thrilled and overwhelmed. I feel honored, to have received this kind of recognition from the staff president himself, which is the highest echelon as far as African football is concerned. He invited me to the big meeting, which is the CAF Executive Committee, and he officially handed over my VVIP and closure ticket, my invitation, and he said, "You take good care of me, I'll take good care of," and he also placed an air ticket for me from Cairo to travel back to Zimbabwe. So I'm so grateful, and I feel honored and proud at the same time. I feel rewarded for my effort and recognized. It's a great team.
Now, Mr. Jagat, how many days did you take to travel from Cape to Cairo?
I took 50 days, 50, because I started my journey on the 21st of May 2019, and I arrived in Egypt on the 9th of May. That's when I crossed the border from Sudan into Egypt. So that's 50 days, and then I eventually reached Cairo on the 10th. So that's 61, but 50 days to get to Egypt to accomplish my mission.
We also understand that you encountered many problems, and you are recommending that some of those problems that you faced be taken up by the African Union. What did you experience?
Well, the travel restrictions, because I encountered many problems with visa requirements. For example, in Ethiopia, they say when you enchant it, it's visa-free. But, when you go to the border, they said you require a visa. We asked why when you enchant it. They said, no, the visa transit waiver only applies when you're traveling by plane and not by road. So you need to apply for a visa. So to apply for that visa, you needed to do it over internet. And internet was shut down in Ethiopia. So we had to wait until internet was restored. That's when my colleague from South Africa gave up and retreated back to Nairobi, from where he was contemplating flying back to South Africa. But hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yes. Oh, okay, thank you. Sorry, I am just...
It's okay, you can proceed.
Sorry. It's one of the guys who is asking for a photo here. You will not believe the popularity that, the interest that I generated here. Everyone is saying, from the CAF day, from when I got into the meeting, they were saying, oh, there's hero, you are our hero, you are our hero. Maybe you can ask them, Steve, because the journalist from Zimbabwe, he was there to witness. It's so overwhelming. I feel so... It's great, my man.
Indeed. You also passed through war torn Sudan. Can you tell us about your experience there?
Well, it was difficult, because I couldn't understand the Arabic language, and, the alphabetical characters of English are different from the alphabet they use in Arabic. So I couldn't read even, because the flyers being distributed and the graffiti all over the walls. But I couldn't read because it was written in Arabic. And on the 30th of June, which was a Sunday, it's a normal day, it's a normal working day in Sudan. The weekend is on Friday and Saturday. So I wanted to go to the Egyptian embassy to set my process, my papers, so that I could travel safely to Egypt. I encountered a lot of challenges in Sudan going in that day. I found myself marooned in between protesters and soldiers. So it was a really difficult moment, because I was briefly detained by the soldiers. I really cannot give more details about this. It was really a difficult moment for me.
So what are the issues that you want the AU to address?
Well, if the AU are to relax travel requirements for applicants traveling across Africa or to actually, you know, implement the borderless Africa women ideology. I think that would be a great idea. Because I have listed some recommendations and some of the challenges that I faced, and I'm sure those are most of the challenges that are being faced by many Africans who are traveling from one African country to another country. You find that it is actually easier for a European to travel to most African countries. And sometimes the Europeans, they get visa free to travel to African countries. And, you know, for an African, it is actually easier to travel to some European country. And it is actually cheaper to get a visa to some European country. For example, in Burkina Faso, you need $200. To travel to Sudan, I needed $68 for the visa and $38 for what they call a travel permit. I don't know whatever it is. So you see now that it is so difficult here. It is so costly.
But were you not disheartened by the fact that by the time you got to Egypt, your beloved warriors had been knocked out of the tournament?
Well, it was so depressing. But, you know, it could have been more disappointing had I aborted my journey along the way to take a flight to Egypt. And then 3 games later, the warriors are knocked out and we go back home together. I was so disappointed, but at least I got some confirmation that I finally accomplished my mission and I got this great honor. You know, I being invited by CAF President himself for the final, and you know, the air tickets and all. You know, I'm being treated like a king here. So I really feel.
And you are also meeting a number of great former African footballers. Just mention a few that you have met so far.
Okay, I've met Samuel Eto'o, I've met Elhaji Diouf, I've met Nwankwo Kanu, I've met Kalilu Fadiga, Joseph, the former Cameroonian player. There are a lot of, you know, African icons. You know, great Kalisha Balia is here. I mean, it's so great. It's great.